Inside a workshop in the Northampton village of Florence, Massachusetts, craftspeople are working to create a 9/11 memorial using a 3,000-pound steel beam from the World Trade Center. What promises to be unique among the nation's many 9/11 tributes will be permanently located in Springfield. The 9.5-foot-tall I-beam, scarred and rusted with cement still attached in some spots, stands vertically in front of a curved bronze wall, which will have the names of more than 400 first responders who died on September 11, 2001. At night, spotlights on the artifact will cast the shadow of the Twin Towers on the wall. Sam Ostroff of Salmon Studios said it's been an honor to work on the monument.
This is not a piece about us or our artistic ideas. It's really about that beam and using it in a respectful way.
On Tuesday, elected officials, local first responders, and members of a fundraising committee for the memorial had a chance for the first time to inspect the project. Springfield Police Officer Joe Gentile, president of Local 364 of the International Brotherhood of Police Officers, described it as humbling.
It's just amazing to be in the presence of something that unfortunately so many of our brothers and sisters had to give their lives for. But it's also a remembrance of what that day meant for us in the United States and how important it was that we were able to come together. All of us came together after that terrible event. And that's the part of it that I hope this is going to bring. I hope people are going to remember that.
Congressman Richard Neal said seeing the steel beam brought back memories of what he witnessed at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan a few days after the attack.
And as I examined the artifact, it's just what it looked like. Those were the sorts of pieces that were coming out of the ground.
The Spirit of Springfield organization obtained the steel beam in 2011 through a donation program of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. The program has provided more than 2,000 artifacts for memorials in all 50 states and in several countries. The steel beam given to Springfield sat in storage while officials considered dozens of locations as possible sites for a permanent monument. The design for the memorial was revealed in 2016. Fundraising for the project began in April. Springfield businessman Frank Colaccino, who chairs the 9/11 Monument Fundraising Committee, said the $300,000 goal is within sight.
We are about $65,000 to $70,000 away, and I have every confidence that it's going to happen.
The memorial will be located in Riverfront Park, which is undergoing a $2.5 million renovation. Mayor Dominic Sarno said even if the park restoration is not finished by September 11th, the 9/11 memorial will be installed and dedicated on the anniversary of the attacks.
It will be a very spiritual monument and properly being put on a riverfront.
The city is paying $50,000 to build the base for the monument. Reporting from Northampton, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.